B-Pod Studios.
You know, for us, you can't play like that. We got to go out there and grind, and you know, we had opportunities early in the game to you know, get some runs in there against Kershaw, and we weren't able to do that tonight.
Really? It's 11 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station. You know, listen, gallows humor is a real thing. There comes a point, and listen, you might, you know, be inundated with bad luck in your own life. And when that happens, you know, you can just wallow. And then at some point, you just start laughing. Because it's just like, hey, pile on. What else you got? That's what this Phillies team is right now. This Phillies team is gallows humor. It's amazing because, you know, it's not like they're 30 games on the 500. It's that they're a colossal disappointment. And the way they play and the way they react to this fan base is leaves you with this sour, dour taste in your mouth.
Can I admit to something?
Sure.
From last night?
Sure.
So, you know, we're belly up at the bar last night watching the game. And Bellinger's up the bat. He already hit his first home run. And I grabbed the bartender. I go, hey, he's going to hit a home run here. Can I buy my boys a round of shots if he does? And he hit a home run. So I bought a round of shots for the five of us.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Like, I knew it was coming. I said, he's going to hit a home run here, so just be ready.
That's great. That is absolutely great.
I mean, that's where we're at this point.
No, I know. Listen, tonight, like, here's the thing, because we become, you're a sports fan, it's like anything else, right? There's all the array of emotions. So, like, I got spite in me right now. Like, I got, and spite, it's unbecoming, but I do. I have a lot of spite. So, like, I want Velasquez to get drilled. I want them to score 20 tonight.
In the first inning.
Right. Like, I'm looking for the Dodgers to you know, put up three touchdowns.
You're looking for a stat line for Velasquez tonight of a third of an inning, 12 hits, and six earned runs.
Exactly.
That's what you're looking for tonight.
Exactly. Cause that's, and it's unbecoming, and it's not right, but it's called spite. And it comes from, it's born from them. You know, listen, you get what you put out, right? You know, when the president says, if we don't, we don't. We don't make the playoffs, we don't make the playoffs. We don't, we don't. Like, imagine that. That is worse than anything. That's worse than Ricky Waters. It's worse than Small Market. Like, you know, it's funny. You know, during the off season, if you're a Philly season ticket holder and they call you up to renew, and you go, well, if I do, I do. That should be your response. If I do, I do. It's outrageous. It's so insulting. That dude McPhail is one of the most insulting characters that has come around here in a long time, man.
By the way, he was quick to mention that if the season ended the day he spoke,
I know,
the Phillies were in the wild card game.
And then he goes, he talked out both sides of his mouth the entire interview. It's funny. There were a few times he shows his face that, you know, God forbid, he grace us with his presence. The president. He's a World Series winner. Before you were born. He was World Series. Don't forget that.
I was just a twinkle in my parents' eyes.
That's right. McPhail. Didn't know it wasn't always a failure. He won with the Twins. You know, he did
20th
win that
century.
He did win with that. He did win that division title with the Cubs. In 03. Before Bartman got him.
He probably still blames him.
Joe in Medford, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe. Hello, Joe. Joe. Calvin in West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Calvin.
Cuz, what's up, baby?
What you doing, Cal?
Hey, man, I'm on the grind, brother. I got a big payroll, man. I'm on the grind.
Oh, you working.
That's right. last night I was working, and I picked people up from the Phillies game, and I think the most disgusting thing that I think I saw was I picked up a guy who came 40 minutes by Uber. I didn't bring him to the game, just took him home. 40 minutes. You know, that cost a nice number.
Sure, okay? Sure.
He's got a little kid with him. It's, you know what time it was, 10-something at night, right? A bag of swag. I don't know what the guy paid for those hats and everything else. And the kid looked like he could eat more than two hot dogs at a time. Okay? So he gets in the car, and he's complaining like everybody else. But I'm like, dude, why are you schlepping all the way down here in an Uber to bring your son to see that mess? And then you have to explain to him. He's explaining to him on the way home what Gabe's talking about. Because we had Gabe on. Gabe sounds like a moron. Oh, they look wonderful losing 17 to 6. I mean, he's just sickening, this guy, man. And I don't think he, like, you always hear you tell me he's a puppet. But there's something going on, man. It's, like, really weird. Either he's really a super moron, right? Or he just don't get it. Like, he better call Chip Kelly. Because in a minute, he ain't going to be able to walk around Philadelphia.
Yeah, I don't even think. You know what's funny about him? I mean, he's not real, right? Like, I look at him, and some of the stuff he says, I mean, it's not real. He can't be talking about the sun coming up tomorrow. I mean, not like, how many times are you going to trot this out? Oh, well, the sun comes up tomorrow. Really?
Who do you know eats ice cream and spits it out because they don't want the
cat?
We should have fired him in. That's sacrilegious. Are you crazy?
Yeah, I know. He's a goof. And the players just have no respect. You could see it. They play with no respect.
Hey, your other caller might be on to something. We've seen teams that didn't like the manager, and, you know, I guess it's something in your contract, you can't really say nothing, and they got their way of letting you know. They got their way of getting rid of a guy. I remember when Michael Vick was here, you know, he did a bang-up job, you know, when he came back and everything. And you remember how bad the line wouldn't block? The guy couldn't even get a first down running the ball. This is Michael Vick, right?
Yeah.
As soon as Folesy comes in that Tampa Bay game, the line looked like All-Star. Like, but if they want to get rid of you, they know how to get rid of you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Although this group is I think it's even a little different. Calvin, great stuff as always, my man. All right, 610-632-0975. And this is we need to hear from you. They need to hear from you. This is an important vehicle, sports radio. And believe me, they all listen. And right now they're listening and they got a knot in their stomach. If they're the least bit human, they have the knot in their stomach. Because they need to hear from you. We make no bones about it. We love these teams. Love them. And we're not getting any love back. In fact, it's been an affront and it's been an insult. Midday Show.
97.5 The Fanatic. Gargano and Martinez Middays.
11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Did you see this? This is outrageous. This is unbelievable. So, you know, listen, my kids are at the age. In fact, I had them yesterday playing basketball, right? So they're going to be going to the Tim Legler camp, right? Like, you know, it's their baseball, basketball. Like, you know, it's finally getting to that point. I'm loving every second of it. So yesterday, you know, play with the kids, and they go, I was trying to teach them to play roughhouse, like 35, right? So, like, you know, forget about it. It's not a good idea when you have a 9 and 6-year-old who like to fight, right? Like, forget about it. Stupid on me. Anyway, I'm trying to teach them the game. Like, you know, learn the game. Little by little, learn the game. We did it with baseball. We're doing it with basketball. You know, I'm going to be doing it with football. So these camps are a big deal. Like, you remember going to camps when you were a kid, Tunis? Did you see this? Do you know who has a camp August 5th through the 9th?
Football player?
No, this is a basketball camp.
Somebody you'd want to go to their camp?
Ages 7 to 13.
Currently in the league?
Cost $200.
Currently in the league or out of the league?
In the league.
What team?
Faithful to the Grind is the name of the basketball camp.
TJ?
No. If it was TJ, I would send my kids there. This guy having a camp is on par with the Phillies existing. Like the Phillies, Andy McPhail, Matt Klentak, Gabe Kapler equals this guy having a camp.
What team is he on?
Orlando.
Not fuss.
Yes.
What is he going to teach him? Instagram stories?
Markel Fultz. The Fultz has a camp.
Wait, is he paying people $200 or do you really have to pay $200 to go?
What are you going
to
do? Teach him how to get the yips? That's terrible. I shouldn't say that. It's horrible. How can he have a camp?
The guy can't shoot a free throw. He's too scared.
Faithful to the Grind.
Remember he had to do that weird hot potato?
Yeah, yeah.
Form last year?
But what? Let me ask you. That kid made a lot of money. What are you doing trying to bilk people out of $200? Hashtag F26. You ready? Inspires young people to set goals and to chase their dreams, regardless of the obstacles placed in front of you. This camp will also help those in attendance prepare for their upcoming school year and basketball season. The Fultz family will be providing special gifts to campers on the last day of the camp.
Well, if his goal was get to the NBA and not do squat but get paid a lot of money, he's doing pretty well at it.
Oh, my God. You know what they have? He misspelled competitive.
Stop.
C-O-M-P-E-T-E-T-I-V-E.
Competitive.
Well, I mean, that's terrible. I don't mean to poke fun, but come on, man. You hit the lottery ticket. Stop with the, oh my God, the obstacles in life. What obstacles? You came here, you don't want to play. You faked a shoulder injury. Whatever, you know, it is what it is.
And now he don't want to play in Orlando. He just wants to go to Disney World, ride the teacups.
Oh my God, could there have been a worse pick in the history of the world? I mean, who's worse? Gabe is a manager. Or the Markel Fultz pick.
Gabe at least shows up. Gotta give it to Gabe.
That's outrageous, dude.
Can't even say Anthony Bennett anymore. Anthony Bennett's coming back.
Like, he's got a camp. He's got a camp 7 to 13. What? You gotta be nuts.
He still acts like a 13-year-old, so it's perfect for him.
Oh, my God.
Would you rather go to the Markel Fultz basketball camp or the Gabe Kapler managerial camp?
Oh my God, or his baseball camp. Can you imagine how bad that is? The Gabe baseball camp?
Guys are dripping with sweat.
Come on, man. There's just lunacy all around us. There's lunacy around us.
Final day of Gabe's camp. How to rub coconut oil on yourself.
Unreal. VG, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
Dude, I can't even take this world anymore.
Dude, right?
I didn't even hit the bong today, and it's so crazy. It's not
no wonder why. I got to come with you every day before I start my day.
Just to take the edge off.
Right, and we'll bong it up.
Yeah, bong it up. Competitive games. Like, his whole family. Like, what is the Fultz family? What are they doing? You're right. He's got $25 million guaranteed, though. What does he need this camp for?
Yeah, I mean, you're bilking kids out of $200 for families? Like, seriously, of all people ill-equipped to have to teach kids, it's that guy!
I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but he might as well have Ben doing, like, a free throw shooting.
Or Michael Franco doing a hustle clinic.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Are you kidding me?
Unbelievable.
Special guest in the hustle clinic, Gene Segura.
I saw it on Reddit. Has he even worn a Magic jersey yet? Is that Photoshop?
No.
I don't know if he's even put the jersey on yet.
Oh, my God.
What is going on with this? I mean, this Phillies thing, I'm a season ticket holder. It's just driving me nuts. And I want to go back. Ryan Sandberg, here's a red flag. Remember when the Cubs had interviewed him and they passed on him?
Right.
And with good reason. They knew him. He sucked. And he was terrible here. Well, Klentak was in the in-house with the Angels in 2015. They interviewed him, and they passed on him. They went with Billy Epler. That should be a red flag, right?
Yes.
Gabe Kapler, Dodgers organization. They're looking for a manager. They interview him. They pass on him. Why would anyone think, if the organizations who really know these people pass on them, why do you think they're going to do the job?
I don't know. I really don't know. I hear you.
And he was, if you look back at the Gabe stuff, he was a nutritionist, basically. His deal was getting junk food out of the locker room.
Right, this guy, listen, there's a place for that.
He managed Team Israel, and he managed a single-A ball team 1 year for the Red Sox and was like 58-81. I mean, how does he end up managing in a top-five market city? I just don't get it.
Well, you know what the thing that's so bizarre, right, is that how could you make excuses for a team that repeatedly doesn't hustle? And really, all they're doing is giving you the middle finger. Like, your own players are giving you the middle finger.
Yeah, they have no respect for him at all. And I think it comes from a lot of his stuff is just, like, when they suck, he gives you such, just fake compliments and
right, it's fake
optimism that just doesn't need to be there. People can see
exactly.
That. And I don't know, man. He's just driving me crazy. And I look back at when he was hired, Middleton says, like, they could tell right away he had great people skills. Like, what? They were all bonkers.
I don't know. Maybe, you know, it's an alien. He's like an alien.
Right.
So maybe he has good alien skills.
No, no. So hit me up after the show. We'll bong his before you go away.
I like it. Thank you, VG. See you, buddy. The world's insane. Markel Fultz has a basketball camp. The Phillies can't count to three.
How about that yesterday? Not knowing the third out. I'm glad the Phillies fans booed. Phillies fans were smarter than the players.
I know.
Because they weren't booing just because the inning ended and they scored six runs. They were booing at the fact that they realized that these guys didn't even know that there were three outs.
They didn't know.
The fans are smarter than the players.
No, they didn't know. And I'm a baby, according to Jeff. What do you say, Jeff?
Yeah, hey, what are we going to talk about today?
What are you talking about, Jeff?
We're gonna talk about some Philly sports, and we're gonna cry about the Phillies and Markel Fultz. I mean, You sound ridiculous this morning. I mean, it's just, I have this radio station pretty much 24/7. You know, it's always on in the
truck. I'll ask you, Jeff. You programmed the station today.
No,
Jeff. Let me ask you.
You're the one bringing ratings.
You want to talk or do you want to have a conversation? Do you want to have a conversation? Because I'm willing to have a conversation with you. I'm willing to hear you out.
The Phillies definitely need to make changes.
You gripe for the next four hours about it, man.
And if they were to win 30 in a row, I'm not back on. Bull crap. You'd be at the front of the line begging for autographs if they won 30 in a row.
Yeah, I don't think so, bro. You don't know. You have no idea who I am. Beat it, jerk off. Beat it. You got no idea who I am, what I'm about. So get lost. Turn the station. I could care less. I tried to give you a chance. If you don't think that's a story, what is going on, then just turn the station. Because there's lots of people that disagree with you. I mean, that's stupid. And I was willing to go. You can insult me. I don't really care. But you're not even having dialogue with me. Evan, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Ev.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Ev?
First time caller, long time listener. You guys get me through my traffic in Manhattan every day, so I appreciate it.
Oh, you got to go to Manhattan every day?
Oh, yeah. I live in Hoboken, New Jersey. I work in Manhattan, but I appreciate it. But, guys, it's 11:34 in the morning. How has nobody been fired yet? I don't care who it is. How has no one been fired yet since this game last night?
I know. I hear you.
It's just mind. My wife and I drove. Listen, it's not a far drive from Hoboken. It's about an hour and a half. My wife and I went to the Saturday game. Nearest walks out of the bullpen. I looked at my wife and I said, "We're going to lose this baseball game." And sure enough, gives up that 2-run home run in the ninth. Gets the and then the Phillies get the crowd fired up in the bottom of the ninth. Right? Maybe they can pull this off. They don't. They don't care. They just have no. And I'm with you too, Franco. I want to give this guy the benefit of the doubt. He was one of the only guys that played during the Nats series. And then all of a sudden he comes out last night and just dogs it. I mean,
see, the problem too is that it's one after another after another. How many these episodes where they don't bust it, that's part of who they are. And that's an affront.
It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I'm with Andrew. I'm with you, too. And I mean, I don't get to watch a lot of games because I'm in the disgusting New York market. I can't stand the Yankees or the Mets. But when I want to watch a game on ESPN, I'm excited. It's my team. And to watch that, why would I want to watch that anymore after a game like that? Why would I be excited that they're on ESPN? Because just to show the nation that we're a team that we're okay with giving up 16 runs a game is pathetic.
I know. I mean, they were mocking that team. Yeah, you know, you heard the broadcast. I mean, they were destroying the Phillies last night. Destroying them.
It was my wife turned to me. She goes, "Where are all these Dodgers fans from?" I'm like, "I think at this point, I think Phillies fans are cheering for the Dodgers because they're at least putting on a better show."
I got news for you. Out of spite, you would have chanted, "Let's go Dodgers," right?
Yeah.
Out of spite.
Exactly.
That's what you felt like doing. It's my body to me. That, and listen, thank you, buddy. I know it's a pain in the neck going from Hoboken in the Midtown. But I don't understand how you could not. If you care a little bit about this team, look, we always, it's four, they're 4-for-4. That's what we talk about. And this team, which we had great high expectations for. And we thought they would add pitching. I remember thinking, oh, they're going to add pitching. They're going to add pitching. How many times, Andrew, did we say they're going to add pitching at some point?
All throughout the offseason when we realized they neglected it.
Right.
And then through the month of April and May where the pitching held their own and we still said that this pitching wasn't good enough. And then the month of June when they were falling apart. And here we are now. Who knows if they're even going to be buyers at the deadline? They probably won't be.
No.
They'll get Aaron Loop. Last year, they made very small moves because they weren't going to win anything last year.
Well,
it'll be the same this year.
Listen, they tweaked. At least they tried to tweak after the during the non-waiver period. They tried to tweak in August. They added Ramos. They added a handful of guys.
Yeah, as Drupal Cabrera was one of them.
I mean, none of them worked.
Joey Bats.
They tried, right. Joey Bats.
That guy was shot when they got him.
Yeah, big time shot. Where are we at? Let's go to Jay. You're on 97.5 Fanatic. Jay!
What's up, cuz? What's up, Andrew?
What's up, JJ?
Hey, man. I am sick to my stomach today, man. I am so freaking tired of these freaking Phillies. I mean, from McPhail to Klentak, to Gabe Kapler, they all got to go. I am tired of it. I'm tired of no leadership on the team. I'm tired of no hustle. I'm just completely tired of this freaking Phillies team.
Well, don't bring up no leadership because remember what McPhail said, that he won't dignify that response.
I love this team, but how can we keep going with this team? It's unreal.
Well, the truth is we won't.
Said a couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
You know, it's 11:34 and nobody has been fired yet. It's ridiculous. I'm sick to my stomach. I just can't take this anymore.
That's right. Well, I mean, what's going to happen is, right? So what happens is, you know, we're stuck in this moment on July the 16th. And then, you know, camp starts next week. And we start to focus on football. And then Sixers. And then, you know, Phillies get left in the dust.
Yeah, and I can't wait to, you know, I can't wait to the Eagles start. But this team is just, you know, it started out promising. You know, the April was good, you know, part of May and all. But then this team just went downhill, and there's nothing being done. I mean, it's just sickening. It really is sickening.
Yeah, I feel you, brother. Hey, listen, we're going to put you in the running for the FanFest tickets. Very good rant. We're going to give all anybody who gives real good rants, we'll get a pair of FanFest tickets. And if the best one gets four. This is Jimmy Head on the text board. You ready, Chunis? Captain Beefcake. That's what he calls Gabe. Is another Francona. Send him to Boston to be with Ruben and see if Philly is the problem. 5 million Buologists will drum this hated kennel out of town.
Wow.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's deep. I like it.
Yeah, that's really good. That's really good. Where are we at with the poll?
Oh, yeah, let me check that for you. By the way, is Franco in the starting lineup tonight? Or does Gabe finally make his statement? Because remember, Segura twice didn't run it out, and he was in the lineup the next day.
I know.
Cesar didn't run out, and he said, I remember after Cesar didn't run out a ground, or it was the fly ball, he thought it was going to be a foul ball, and he didn't run to first base, he could have gotten a double. Gabe said, I'm not going to tolerate this. I'll take action. And his action was to put him back in the starting lineup the next day.
Yeah,
so is Franco in the lineup tonight?
Who knows? I mean, don't you think it's too late?
I mean, the guy wants to save his job. He should probably start taking some action.
I guess.
So,
although you know, maybe he's not in any danger. You know, listen.
I hope he's in danger.
We could all sit here and go, they should fire him. This guy should go. This guy should go. And you know, what's funny is I never call for guys' jobs. Never. But I was saying foolishly, give them this year's the mulligan. And then let the offseason happen, and then they're on the clock. I mean, that's how it works, right?
Right.
You have 4 years. This regime will be done 4 full years. You know, after 4 years, you're supposed to look and go, all right, well, where are we at as a franchise? That's what the football coaches. If the football coach gets a fourth year.
Right. Sometimes they're out after year two.
Right. If the regime is that bad. Look, Kelly made it three, right?
And then he only made it, what, one or two? How many did he make it in San Francisco?
One. Right. You know, that's in football, you get, you know, usually 3 to 4 years. If you're turning the franchise around, you make a playoff, you know, the owner's looking for some incremental growth or at least get to the playoffs. And at some point, you know, you can sustain a plateau, but you're a good team. You know, that's how it works.
And that's really for a new coach.
Right.
Like Kelly, when he goes to San Francisco, he only had 1 year because it's the same thing that happened in Philadelphia. They looked at it and they said, all right, this is the exact same stuff. Nothing's changing. Like a guy like, what's his name, Cliff Kingsbury with the Cardinals. Yes. Like he's going to get automatically 3-4 years because it's his first time in the NFL.
Exactly.
Gabe, I'm with you. I don't fire a guy midseason. I'm one of those guys that said I would do it at the end of this season. But I'm also getting to the point where I might do it now.
Listen,
I've been refreshing Twitter all day, hoping that I would see something.
Yeah, I mean, I just want them to address it. Like, just acknowledge our frustration. You know, that's all we want. Just acknowledge that.
I have your poll. I'll give it to you in a little bit.
Sounds good. All right, we got lots to get to. This is the Midday Show right here on 97.5
The Fanatic. 97.5
The
Fanatic. Gargano and Mertitis Middays.
The one thing I'm cognizant of is and when I went out to check on him, he was kind of moving around and checking his groin. I'm not sure if there's anything there, so before I look for him to ask him about it. Before I get into the details of that play, I want to talk to him.
You know what I feel bad for today? Pat Egan, Chunis.
Why's that?
Well, Pat's got the Phillies hat. He's got the Philly shirt. And he said he did it on purpose that, you know, not to abandon ship. And he's right. Listen, we gripe because we care. And it's like that caller who called up and was like, well, why are you talking? Why are you griping about the Phillies? Well, because I care about the Phillies. I truly care about all four teams. And since this is a major story in this city, we gripe. And we gripe, the medium is here to help out. It's to help enact change. Because you don't think, you go, ah, they, you know, the fans don't have the power, but they do. Because the more you gripe, and the more it starts to pervade your feelings about the team, the less you go, the less you buy, the impact gets felt at some point. And at some point, they have to make a change. Now, they can be stubborn, it can take longer, but at some point, if you want to have a vibrant business, you will make a change. And this is the beginning of the bitch mode.
Yeah, I already saw a tweet today. Somebody tweeted into the station, our Twitter account, at 975middays. He said, listen, I bought tickets yesterday, before yesterday's game. I bought tickets for Thursday's game because he wanted to see Nola pitch. He said he's not going now. Now, I hope he ends up going because he paid money for it, so you should still go. But that's what it's at. The guy paid his hard-earned money and now doesn't even want to go. He'd rather let the money just go down the drain than go to the game on Thursday.
Well, right. I mean, think about that for a second. Think about that. That's scary.
Like, can you blame the guy? He's like, why would I waste 3 hours?
No.
Sometimes 4 hours to watch a team lose 16-2.
No, you can't.
And show no heart and then lie to you after the game. The sun will come up tomorrow, as Gabe says. Are you serious?
Unreal.
Checking is growing up.
Unreal. Let's take a quick respite from our bitch fest and go to John in Germantown, talk a little birds. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic, Johnny.
Yes, sir. How's it going in there?
What's up, John?
Nothing much. Want to talk about the Eagles' corners that are going to step up this year or not, and also how far you think Carson can take them.
Well, first of all, I like the fact that they're deep in the back end. I mean, they got lots of corners. Now, the one guy, you know, the one guy that I'm fascinated by is Sidney Jones.
Oh, that's my guy right there.
Right? Like can he play? I don't know if he can play. I'm praying that this is his breakout. Like, this is so important for him. But I love the fact that they have a lot of depth back there. So that makes me feel good.
Yeah, definitely me. Should make you feel good.
You know what I mean? This league's all about, two things in the when it comes to defense. It's about getting a pass rush, and it's really important, the interior pass rush that you get, right? Collapsing that pocket from the inside, and you got one of the best there is in Fletcher Cox.
Yep.
Right? Yep. You got terrific corners. Well, you have a lot of corners, young corners, that you hope take a next step and become those guys. You got Malcolm Jenkins, who is a terrific safety. So, that's the most important. Yeah, I think they're thin at linebacker. But if I got up front and I got the back end covered, I'm good because I think this offense puts up points.
Yeah. And without question. And with a strong defense, that's the only way you're going to win a championship. Simple as that.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get enough stops, right? Like, I don't think you need to be, you know, the Ravens from 2000, right? Like, I think you need to be to good enough to get some stops and allow your offense. Because I think this game's all about, it really is mimics basketball on grass. Where,
it really is.
Right? It's about possessions. So you just got to limit possessions and give your offense a chance to score.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'm feeling you, man. You all excited for the birds?
Say that again, sir?
You excited? They call me Ant. I'm not sir.
All right, Uncle Ant.
Here you go. You want to go to Fan Fest?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you got it. Hold on, John. Here you go. Let's go to Sean. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Sean? Sean, God bless you. Oh, Sean's out. Timmy, Quakertown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Timmy.
And I don't even know where to begin, but I'm gonna actually follow up off of Pat Egan. And this goes to all the fans out there. Wear your Phillies gear because they're our team. We're not abandoning them. They have abandoned us.
Yes. Yes.
And I mean, these guys are so out of touch. I live up here in the queue now, but I'm originally from Roxborough. That's David Montgomery. These guys don't even deserve to wear the patch on the uniform for them.
I know.
I mean,
I agree.
It's disgraceful. And they're going to be fourth out of four soon, because the Eagles are coming, the Sixers are going to be good, the Flyers are they're going back to fourth. It's over. You know, they put together a terrible team. You got three or four good guys, and then it's just gutless fleas.
See, what worries me too is, you know, are we going to go back into? What's the future going to be like? And are we going to go back into where it's a dead period? The summer's the dead period. I'm shocked at the outlook, because I think the outlook is more bleak than
100%.
Right? Only because, like, I don't see the young talent that I see around baseball. And then I look at Washington, I look at Atlanta, and I think they're better positioned for the future than the Phillies.
100%, because, I mean...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.